Habaim, welcome in. We are, oh my god, it's still alive. Paul Brian Steiner, Vasham.
Ronan Kochavi, Boker Tov.
Boker Tov, וזה היה Yorma Kaukonen. A little song called Hesitation Blues. This is one of my favorite concerts that I have on my whole collection.
אני לא מכיר את האיש הזה.
He's started Jefferson Airplane. He's one of the founding members of Jefferson Airplane.
Okay.
Okay, the guitarist.
San Francisco.
Ken, and then he had Hot Tuna. It is a great band, and he's been to Israel several times. Mm. He was here on his 70th birthday tour. In this particular show, which is from 2001, Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. He had laryngitis. This song has lyrics, but he had laryngitis. They did the whole show, two sets, a three-hour show, just musically. It's a fucking phenomenal show. One of my favorites in the collection. He talks a lot with laryngitis, but he doesn't sing. So there's nice, no sing in the whole show. One of my favorites. Anyway, chutz mizeh, Ronen, ma matzav?
Kol tov.
Oh, how nice. כן. Current event?
אתה יודע, כרגיל, אני אפתיע אותך הפעם, אין לי.
Shocker.
תשמע, אתה מבין?
תגיד לי דבר אחד שאתה זוכר מהשבוע. How hard is that?
השבועות שלי עוברים כל כך...
Did you roll over a bird in your car?
לא.
No?
לא, אבל ראיתי, אני חושב שזה היה אתמול בלילה, שואל דרוס בדרך הביתה.
הנה,
בלילה.
Current event.
כן, זה היה לפני כמה שעות, תכלס. Well, לא הרבה, אבל כן.
You were up late last night.
כן.
I see.
כן.
Work? Pleasure?
כן, חזרתי מהעבודה מאוחר, וראיתי על הכביש שואל דרוס. זהו, אתה יודע, אין לי מה להגיד על זה.
You could have gotten out and poked it and said, Oh my God, it's still alive!
כן, אולי זה רעיון טוב לתמונה. נדבר על זה אחר כך.
That's the next segment. Welcome to Oh My God, It's Still Alive, the show that we start every week with current events. That, first a song. Ronen, this is one thing that I need to know now. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about a patiach. for our show some music here
כן.
little niggy note there מה אתה אומר
אני חושב שזה יקרה זה יקרה לא בתוכנית הבאה בתוכנית אחריה
really
כן.
really okay you heard it here first in 2 weeks we're going to have a patiach
okay
which is yes 2 weeks
okay
okay I'm holding you to it
okay
we play only live tracks here we are still alive I brought in something very interesting to continue our show with. Fuck current events today because, mm-hmm. you know, you're not bringing it, so why pressure myself at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot going on. Just read the fucking news.
פשוט לא מעניין אותי, אתה מבין?
No, I'm not talking to you. I was talking to the listeners. If they want a current event, open up your cell phone, news feed, whatever it is, you'll get a current event. You continue not to read the news. Healthiest thing you've ever done in your life. One thing we don't love it. One thing I haven't gone to play a lot of so far is some reggae beats, live reggae. This is one of my favorite reggae musicians and doing a Fats Domino song, Yellow Man. Have you ever heard of Yellow Man?
No.
Jamaican albino singer dude. Mm-hmm. He's very funny. He's got
אתה יודע, איזה שנים, תקופה, משהו.
כן, I saw him back in the 80s.
Okay.
Perform live. So yeah, he wasn't young then. He's he's an older reggae musician. He's got a song. When I saw him, he closed the show with a song called I Like Vagina. He says I like to dedicate the song to all the ladies. I Like Vagina, and it's a song about vagina, which makes it wonderful that he opens up this song by saying respect women, which is because he's also respectful, but also do please enjoy your vagina when you're allowed to have it.
This song is for all the single ladies and all the single men. Remember, if you want a lady, you can go ahead and dance, but remember, if she's a stranger, ask her for the dance, because I don't want any sexual harassment, okay? Keep your hands in your pocket. Hit it! I found my thrill.
Mr. Yellow Man. So as you rightfully pointed out, we can't fully call that a reggae tune just because it's from a reggae artist. But I loved the opening of it. I love that he does a fucking Fats Domino tune at all. Blueberry Hill in a reggae show. I mean, the guy will do anything. He's awesome. He's a lot of fun to see live. I don't know where he is today, but you know.
אני אבדוק אותו, אני אשמע אותו קצת.
הוא אחלה. ממש... אני ממש אוהב אותו. טוב, we've come to the time in the program where we've picked a name. Oh my God, it's still alive.
כן.
And we still have no photo to go along with the Oh my God, it's still alive. Now, I remember we talked about it last time, and you said, we need to try and think of ideas not with an animal, because it's too obvious, oh my God, it's okay. still alive with a dead or a not dead, dead animal. So have you thought about anything that doesn't have to do with an animal?
תשמע, האמת שחשבתי על זה די הרבה. אוקיי. אין לי משהו קונקרטי, אבל יש לי כיוון.
אוקיי.
זה יותר דארק, אבל באמת כל הנושא של, אתה יודע, מוות של בני אדם. אז כל הסיפור הזה של, נגיד, יש את הקטע בצל הנוצרים שאתה מסיע, נכון, בעוד רכב כזה, שרואים את הארון.
Like resurrection? Or what do you mean?
האוטו הזה שאתה רואים בו את הארון, שיש כזה סוג של תהלוכה כזאת, נגיד.
נכון.
אז נגיד, סתם חשבתי על, אולי אנחנו נוהגים באוטו, והראש שלנו מסתכל אחורה,
כן,
לארון.
אבל הבעיה פה, it's what we have a pronoun problem.
כן.
Because in English it would be he or she is still alive, not it's still alive.
נכון, אתה
צודק. But maybe it's an alien in the coffin.
זהו, אז אני קורא את זה
מחשבה. Something like that. Because I was thinking of something with outer space. Or maybe like the earth itself is like all melting and shit, and then like an alien is coming and pointing to it and going, oh my God, it's still alive. Like the earth is still somehow alive.
זה נראה לי קשה להפיק.
כן. Well, it'll have to be some kind of a drawing.
Photoshop.
Yeah, some kind of something. And melting earth.
כן, אז תשמע, צריך לחפור עוד טיפה עם זה.
Or maybe like a volcano shaped like a penis, and it's spouting lava sperm, and somebody's pointing, oh my God, it's still alive.
מעניין.
That could be nice.
כן.
Something like that.
לא חייבים את ה... אתה יודע, את
ה... The penis?
כן,
אבל... You're not a big fan of the penis?
לא, אתה יודע.
We can have a vagina mountain right next to it. It could be a whole... It could be a whole thing. תכלס, it's all penis and vaginas when you think of it.
אני אחשוב על זה.
תחשוב על זה. All we know is penis and vagina. It's all we do. It's everything about us has to do. We build either a penis or a vagina. And when we build, we use either a penis or a vagina to hold it together. Think about it.
Okay.
Think
about
it. I've seen no building method that isn't all about the penis and vagina method. That's me. Maybe it's just the way I see the world.
It's just in your head, man.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think you can, I think you could work this one out for yourself.
Okay.
We've got the screws and the nails, and we've got the round little holes that they go into, and that's what holds everything together. Or we make these long rods of cement. You know, it's very straightforward, the penis-vagina thing. Never mind, yes.
Okay, אני הולך איתך.
That's nice of you.
אני אתחיל להסתכל ככה על העולם.
כן, כן. It's a lovely way.
סבבה.
Lovely way. It's constant directions. Let's move on with a little... Eric Clapton has a festival that he does every year, the Crossroads Music Festival, where different guitarists come and they all jam together. So this is Eric Clapton together with Vince Gill, rocking the house.
Nothing that is wrong, wanting you to stay here with me. I know you got somewhere to go, but don't you make yourself at home and stay with me. Don't you ever leave, lay down, sir. I rest here in my arm. Don't you think you want someone to talk? Lay down, sir. So soon I've been trying all night long just to talk. The sun ain't nearly on the rise, we still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet sky, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Won't you ever leave? Lay down, Sally. I rest here in my arm. Don't you think you want someone to talk? Lay down, Sally. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Greg Lees. Thank you. like color in your face so dreamily. Don't you go and say goodbye, you can lay your troubles down and stay with me. Don't you ever leave. Lay down sadly, I rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down sadly, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Lay down sadly, I rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down sadly, so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. And I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
It's Alive. This is Campus Akatse, Al Radio Akatse, Saturday morning. What the fuck is up? We have come to the time for Wheel of Topics. Today our topics are, this is a segment of the show, by the way, where we have a hat full of topics. And it's my turn, I believe, today to pick out a topic, or is it your turn today to pick out a topic, Shelley? And today we're using my yellow hat, which I'd like to tell you a story about. I bought this hat in Holland. I love yellow. I love the color yellow. I bought a nice yellow hat in Holland, and I was gonna wear it home, and then I saw a newspaper article because I was checking out the news, and it talked about like a Hezbollah rally, and like everyone in the Kahal was wearing a yellow hat. So I was like, maybe I shouldn't wear this on the airplane today. So I put it in my bag. It's a true story. I don't know, but you know, like it's like right in the news that day with this whole Kahal of yellow hats in an article. So I was like, better safe than sorry. I'll stick it in the... So that's the story of this hat, but I'm back to wearing it. Musica Mizrahit. Ooh, what would you like to talk about Musica Mizrahit, Mr. Kochavi?
האמת שהייתי רוצה לדעת מה... סתם, למה, קודם כל, למה אתה לא משמיע פה מוזיקה מזרחית?
אוקיי.
למה אתה... אתה יודע.
אה, nice one, put me on the line. אוקיי, I'll tell you what.
לא, לא, האמת סתם, זאת לא הייתה
השאלה. לא, it's a great, it's a good question.
גם זה וגם, מה אתה חושב על זה? מעניין אותי לדעת. אוקיי, so I do... שלא גדל פה.
כן, כן. So there is מוזיקה מזרחית that I definitely jive with. Okay. And there's musica mizrahit that I think is a little bit, but it's the same thing like as rock and roll or pop. You know, when you get too poppy for me, I say piss off. Okay. But when you could be like a grungy kind of rock and roll, I'm more into it. So for me, mizrahit falls in the same kind of category. There's like the kind of like the hardcore stuff that I could get into. And then there's the stuff that's kind of poppy, mizrahit, that's hard for me to...
השאלה באמת, מה זה מוזיקה מזרחית? זה באמת נושא רחב.
כן.
יש דברים של פעם, יש דברים של היום, שהם לא ממש מזרחיים.
כן, if you go back to Um Kulthum and Fairuz and all of that, when I listen to that stuff, I jive with it.
כן, זו מוזיקה ערבית.
כן.
הייתי קורא לה אולי, לא מזרחית.
Maybe.
מוזיקה ערבית אמיתית, אותנטית, אתה יודע, מהמקורות של הדבר הזה.
כן, but there's plenty of bands that I have seen here that at least play with מזרחית themes that I really enjoy. Obviously, we can say that I'm not like an expert on מוזיקה מזרחית, and I could get in and say what, you know, it is what it is. I don't have a collection of live מזרחית music. If I had, I would play some of it. If I knew, I mean, obviously I could get the old, what you call Arabic music tracks and bring them in.
איך היית בעצם קורא למוזיקה מזרחית באנגלית?
I don't know, probably Middle Eastern music. Probably that's what it would be called.
Mizrach
Middle
Tichonit. Eastern.
Yeah.
Musica Mizrach Tichonit.
Can, because it really is Middle Eastern. When we talk, even when we talk about Musica Mizrachit, okay. It's from our area. Okay. It's not really Eastern music. It's okay. Middle Eastern music.
Eastern music is that's more Oriental music.
Exactly. Okay. India and beyond would okay. be kind of the Eastern music. Okay. But India is probably its own category, and then you get into Eastern music, which would be more Oriental, because India kind of has its own category of music, and Mizrachit is kind of its own category of music too. The tzlilim, the way you count, you know, this kind of thing. And again, there's definitely Mizrachit that is achla, that is great, terrific music, and there's definitely Mizrachit that's just. Stam for you know, the vibe, somebody to make a buck or whatever it is.
Okay, wow.
Right?
Talk.
So okay. That's what I feel about. I have nothing in me neged Musica Mizrachit.
Okay.
Okay? Just Mizrachim. and so it's an interesting topic also, because my next song is Bichlal Musica Amerikai V'Rak Amerikai V'Tamid Haya Yichol Rak Lagiel Mi'Arzot Abrit.
Okay.
Okay, and it's a band that in Israel, everybody knows one song. I'm going to play that one song of this band. Mm. But they were huge in the U.S. with hit after hit after hit. And most of those songs, I think, are unknown here.
Mm.
And then I, Tamid Haya... You know, I have the Itlab Tut. Do I play the one that everybody knows? Or do I, you know, a lot of times I play bands here that people don't really know or tracks from them like that they don't really... In this case, I went with the song that everybody knows because it's a nice live version of it also. So it's the Eagles Hotel California, only from the USA.
Welcome to the Hotel California. tip of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
Okay, so that's the number one song of the Eagles, as we all know. But you did say that they did have a several Lahiti team.
Okay.
But in the US, like I said, they had everything they put out.
כן,
was
אבל זה לא ספק הלהיט הכי גדול שלהם. אחד הלהיטים הגדולים
כן.
בכלל, נראה לי.
כן, that's a big song. Okay, so we've come to the time in our show where we need to make a little bit of cash. And I understand we have a sponsor today.
Yeah, האמת שזה ספונסר מעניין, יצרו אותי קשר שבוע שעבר. זה בעצם משהו שעוד לא יצא לשוק.
Wow, exciting, brand new.
כן, הם כאילו עכשיו עושים כזה מעין גיוס המונים לפרויקט של זה, ובעצם זה...
אמן.
זה, אתה יודע, זה שלנו. זה בעצם, אנחנו בעצם ניתן... נעזור קצת וניתן איזשהו סוג של פרסום להתחלה של הדבר הזה.
אוקיי, okay, let's do it.
בעצם זה משקה, זה משקה בירה ללא בירה.
בירה ללא בירה. Sounds tasty already.
יפה, אז זה נראה כמו בירה, זה בקבוק של בירה. רק שזה בלי בירה.
יש פה אלכוהול?
לא.
לא, אין אלכוהול, אין בירה.
ודאי שיש אלכוהול, אין בו בירה.
אבל אין בירה.
כן, עשוי ממים, צבע מרחת.
Beautiful.
ואלכוהול תעשייתי.
Oh, nice, just stick in some grain alcohol.
זאת אומרת, יש את הצבע, יש את האלכוהול, יש את זה, אין את הדברים המזינים שיש בבירה, אין.
אין. And because it's based on water, more so it's nicer for the body.
אז יש לך את כל הסטייל בלי הדברים המזינים של הבירה בעצם. זה יהיה משקה שבעצם אמור להתחרות מול הבירה ללא אלכוהול.
כן, except it has alcohol.
יפה.
אוקיי.
אתה מבין אותי.
I'm in. I'm in. Tell me where to sign up. The color of beer, it looks like beer, but it doesn't taste like beer.
No,
that's the most important part.
והחשוב ביותר זה ללא גלוטן.
Oh, wow, you just saved me.
אתה מבין?
My Crohn's disease. כאילו
גם זה יהיה מגעיל ולא טעים, לפחות אתה יודע, זה בלי גלוטן. הנה, אתה מבין, יש איזה שוק כבר ענק.
Right.
שזה פוטנציאל עסקי מטורף.
I should say that I don't think Crohn's disease has anything to do with gluten. I just said that. I should, you know, just in case somebody was like, oh, maybe I should stop having gluten.
לא, נכון, יש, האמת שזה נושא מעניין, אני גם קצת מכיר אותו. זה נכון שיש איזושהי גישה מדעית שאומרת שבכלל כל הסיפור הזה הוא...
No, but this specific disease that I mentioned has nothing to do with gluten.
אתה מדבר רק על זה, לא רגישות.
Just because I mentioned a disease as having to do with gluten, and then I thought maybe somebody listening would be like, wow, I have some Crohn's, maybe I should stop eating gluten and it'll help me. I don't think it will. You know, I don't know.
אז למה אתה חושב ש...
I doubt it. I don't, just don't want to be giving false advice here. Except, you know, go out and get... Do we have a name for this?
עדיין לא.
It doesn't even have a name.
לא,
wow.
זה so פיתוח. זה, אתה יודע, משהו שגם צריך להגיע איתו לאיזשהו
מקום. Run and give
מקום.
Money right now. Get it on the ground floor.
כן,
have
אנחנו...
Have some אחוזים.
השקעה, בדיוק.
It's going to look like tea with alcohol. And it's, it's going to be awesome.
בירה ללא בירה.
בירה ללא בירה.
יש סבון ללא סבון.
נכון.
יש, you know, לא יודע.
יש brains that don't think, we might as well have, yes, בירה ללא בירה.
כן, כן, כן. זהו, אז זה הסמוס שלנו. אנחנו נעבור במעבר חד.
אוקיי, לא, במעבר חד.
אנחנו נעשה תחזית,
בואו נעשה
תחזית.
כן,
כבר אנחנו מדברים על...
לגמרי.
דברים חשובים.
אהה.
אז ככה, הים גלי, די.
אוקיי.
גלי היום. יש די הרבה חול.
Excuse me, I just have to focus on Paul McCartney's vagina mouth while you speak about this. Okay, go ahead. I'm back into it.
יש
גלי, yes. I see that.
Okay. יש די הרבה חול. זהו, די חמים, לח. די לח בים.
כן.
יש קצת רוחות. קצת.
But the hole is what's going to get you. Watch out for all that fucking sand. That's always the problem.
זהו, אני יודע שזה הבעיה שלך. אני מבין אותך.
It's not, you know, it's because I got a big family and when we go to the beach and come home, it's like we live at the beach all of a sudden because the sand is everywhere. That's all.
אתה יודע מאיפה מגיע?
And then I have sand in my tuchus for like a week.
החול בים זה לא משהו שהוא, זאת אומרת, הוא לא משהו שהוא קשור לים. הוא קשור, אבל הוא לא באמת קשור. זאת אומרת,
איך הוא לא קשור?
החול שיש לנו פה בים, הוא בכלל לא מפה.
הבאנו את זה?
הוא הגיע מזרמים מאפריקה, מצרים.
It like blew here from the desert?
כן.
It didn't come from like...
זה מגיע מזרמים שיש בים, וסחף שמזיז את האדמה, ולוקח את מה שיש מאפריקה, ומגיע אלינו.
Really?
בגדול, אם
תשים לב... So this is
לב,
just another thing we could blame on the Africans?
אם תשים לב, נגיד באירופה, וזה אין המון חול בים. בדרך כלל יש אבנים קטנות, או נגיד באנגליה, למשל, או אני יודע גם ביוון יש מקומות כאלה, לא באים, אבל יותר למעלה. אז כן, זה משהו שהוא כאילו מאוד, אתה יודע, קשור לאזור. אבל בגדול, הוא לא הגיע מפה. הוא לא הגיע מ...
Nice. Look, like I said, it's always nice to have something else to blame on the Africans. So, let's call them up and say, take your sand back.
לא, אבל זה דווקא נחמד, יש אנשים שאוהבים חול.
לגמרי. Wait, there are people that like sand in their ass?
לא יודע, in the ass, but בטח הם נהנים מהתחושה ברגליים.
Yeah, okay, I like when my kids play in the sand and all of that, it's all lovely.
זה גם נחמד שאתה נכנס למים, שיש חול במים, שאתה נכנס למים, מאשר אבנים, נגיד. אתה מבין מה אני אומר, נגיד, תחשוב על הכינרת.
כן, 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 there's places that
כאילו
it's tough to go.
או אפילו, אני חושב, אולי אני טועה, אילת? באילת יש חול? אני, כן.
נראה לי יש חול באילת, כן. I've slept on the beach,
okay.
As far as you know.
אז כן, כן.
Okay, so that's our tachazit. Go out and support our sponsor, please. It helps our pockets. Once again, we are, oh my God, it's still alive! On Radio Akatse, Campus Akatse. And we're going to go from something totally mukar to something you've never heard of. This is a band called Tubab Crew. They've studied in various places in the world. They have some funky instruments. They jam. This song doesn't have a title as far as I know. It's just a jam from Tubab Crew. I mean, maybe it has a title, but I don't know it. Bob Crew. By the way, you'll never figure out how to spell that on your own, so check out our set list. You'll see how it's spelled, because screw you, I'm not going to spell it live on the air.
אפשר לראות את הסט ליסט?
Tubab Crew. You must be able to, yes, I believe I've seen it. Yes, okay. Yes, I believe I've checked it and seen it on the KZ Radio site. I believe you could see the set list. I'm not sure about on Spotify if you can or not. So if you're listening on Spotify and you can't figure out how to spell Tubab Crew, we're on Spotify, dude. I've already expressed this in previous shows. Okay. You can even just type in It's Still Alive into Spotify and you will find our podcast.
Okay.
I assure you I've done it. I check these things.
Okay, okay.
Or as we say in Hebrew, baduk. Know what I'm saying?
יש כאן תהיה להיות בטוח בעצמך מאוד. אני אלך איתך ואני אזרום איתך.
תעשה את זה. Don't, אל תלך איתי. יאללה, we've come to our game time.
יאללה.
So the game we are playing today is oh my God, oh my God, it's facts. This is the way this game is played. We're just going to tell each other facts. And the other one has to say true, true, false, false. And you can play along at home, decide if what we're saying is true or false. Ronen, would you like to start?
כן, נעשה כזה אחד אחד?
Yeah, of course, אחד אחד.
אוקיי, לנון.
ג'ון.
כן, ג'ון. אמר שרינגו סטאר הוא אפילו לא המתופף הכי טוב בביטלס.
כן, הוא אמר את זה. לגמרי.
הוא לא אמר את זה.
הוא לא אמר את זה?
לא.
I was sure it sounded like something John would say.
כולם כל הזמן, זה תמיד היה לי סתובב סביבי, ואז פתאום קראתי על זה וגיליתי שזה לא נכון. זאת אומרת, אין תיעוד לזה שהוא אמר את זה בשום מקום, וזה
שמועה כזה.
זה לא שמועה, זה, אני לא זוכר בדיוק, אבל יש איזה סיפור של איזה, אולי עיתונאי או מישהו שכתב על זה כבדיחה, וזה נהיה כאילו.
וואלה.
אבל כן, זה לא באמת היה.
אוקיי. Maybe he said it one time and somebody wrote it down and there's just no proof. Because right, I was sure I've heard that quote before. Caterpillars, zchalim, lay 3 million eggs in their lifetime.
יכול להיות 3 million and one גם, נגיד, ואז יהיה טעות.
What's that?
שום דבר. בוא נחשוב.
Okay, תחשוב.
אתה יודע את אורך החיים שלהם?
No.
אני אומר שלא.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. Caterpillars become butterflies, and the butterflies lay the eggs. So caterpillars don't lay any eggs at all.
בכלל, אוקיי. בכלל. יפה.
You like that one?
הלכת ל...
look at that.
אבל שזה יפה, כי הפקט הבא שלי, זה גם קשור לחרקים.
אוקיי.
למרות שזה לא בטוח שהכביש זה חרק, אבל להכביש תמיד יהיו 8 רגליים.
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, otherwise they'd be an insect. Insect is 6. What do you mean tamid? Like their ancestors? The ancestors of spiders?
The הגדרה של הכביש, תמיד יהיו לו 8 רגליים. זאת אומרת, זה...
ברור, unless he loses a leg or something happens.
אז לא, זה לא נכון.
ברור שזה נכון, אבל זה אחד ההגדרות של...
אז אני אומר לך שזה לא נכון.
Okay, how many legs can... How many
יכול להיות גם 4.
There are spiders with 4 legs, but they have 4 little other things sticking out that they just don't use as legs anymore.
עזוב, אנחנו לא יודעים באמת, נכון?
לא, I'm double checking that one. That one's being double checked.
אתה מוזמן לבדוק.
A kangaroo has 3 vaginas.
ממש לא.
ממש כן. כן, a kangaroo has 3 vaginas. This is a fact.
Okay.
You're welcome.
מה, באיזה קטע?
I have no idea, but it's true. That, you know, what do I got to know the keta? So three, no.
Maybe
one pees and one gets the sperm and one dishes the baby. I don't know, but they have 3 vaginas.
Okay.
But we should, you're right. I should have, I hייתי צריך לחקור קצת עוד on the 3 vaginas of the kangaroo.
Okay. הטמפרטורה הנמוכה ביותר שנמנדה אי פעם.
Okay.
בכדור הארץ והפחות... היא מינוס 105 צלזיוס ברוסיה.
ברוסיה. Not even at like the North Pole. ברוסיה. מינוס 105. Wow, that's fucking cold. It's fucking cold. Cold. I'm gonna say true.
אז זהו, שזה לא נכון.
Oh, shit, you're kidding me, everyone.
אבל סתם עשיתי פה הטעיה, כי בתכלס זה מינוס 128.
See, so it could have been.
נכון.
You're just like fucking with me on minor issues here.
וזה באמת היה נמדד ברוסיה ב-1982.
That was an unfair one, because that means מינוס 105.
זה משחק כולו פרי, זה כל הקטע של המשחק.
I don't know, that's, you know, the praying mantis. the woman eats the man while they are having sex. Mm. So the male praying mantis has two brains, one in his head and one in his ass, so that while the female is eating his head, he could still be having sex with her.
איזה שטויות.
It's true. It's totally true. אין מצב. He's got an extra brain in his ass so he could keep fucking while she's eating his head off.
די,
true.
No, זה sick, בן אדם.
It's okay, but it's true.
Okay.
And that's the reason. I even gave you the reason for it on this one.
Why?
It was...
Why?
Please.
Why? Why?
Please, sell it to me.
Okay. Jimmy Page.
Okay.
יצא, dated. עם ילדה בת 14 במשך שנה וחצי בזמן סיבוב הופעות עם לד זפלין.
וואו. I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say he didn't. Did he?
He did.
He did. Mm-hmm. See, I knew it was gonna be true, but I had to say
מטורף,
no.
אבל זה היה, וזה קרה, וזה דרך אגב, זה לא משהו, זה משהו שהוא היה...
Like nobody talks about it anymore.
לא, זה היה ידוע, זאת אומרת, זה היה פתוח, זה לא היה, אתה יודע.
And then she went home to her parents.
הייתה איזו ילדה גרופית כזאת קצת מבוגרת לגילה, מה שנקרא, וכזה הצטובבה עם הקליקה של רוק אנד רול באיזו תקופה, והוא נדלק עליה, ואיכשהו הוא יצא איתה איזו תקופה. אני לא חושב שזה יכול לקרות היום, אבל זה קרה אז. זהו.
Cleopatra invented the first dildo.
נראה לי שכן.
כן, לגמרי. You know how she did it? She like took some kind of bugs, and she put them in some kind of tube thing, and when the bugs got excited, they would bzzz, and the tube would vibrate.
באמת?
Yes, that was like the first vibrator, I should have said, yes. She made the first vibrator from bugs.
נכנסים גם גחליליות, זה יכול להעיר.
Maybe. A lit up, shaking bug vibrator. Cleopatra.
מדהים.
כבוד.
מדהים, מדהים.
Okay, how are we doing?
יש לי עוד אחת.
Okay, יאללה.
שקשורה לבירה.
Okay, יאללה.
דיברנו על בירה, היה לנו ספונדר של בירה. Okay, אז קורונה זה בעצם בירה ללא גלוטן, שעשויה מתירס.
True. לא. False. Damn you. Damn you. Ronan. Okay, I guess it was a silly story from the beginning, but is it ללא גלוטן?
לא, זה בירה ללא גלוטן. פשוט, האמת שהסיבה שהגעתי בכלל, הפקט הזה, זה כי... בחודש האחרון שמעתי את זה משני אנשים שונים, שאמרו לי כזה, כן, קורונה, זה ללא גלוטן, זה כזה, תהיתי מה, זאת אומרת, מה הסיפור של הדבר הזה, וביררתי וגיליתי שזה קשקוש, אני חושב שיש איזו שמועה שרצה על זה עכשיו, וכולם מדברים על זה. לא יודע למה, אולי זה טוב למחירות.
תקרא אקזקט, אמנדו, קורונה started it, listen, listen to me, listen, listen. Okay, my last fact.
Yeah.
Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Her real name was Esther, but the people that got her diary felt it would sell more if they changed her name to Anne. And so she's become known as Anne Frank, but she was really Esther Frank.
האמת שהחלק הראשון נשמע לי אמיתי, והחלק השני, שזה שניסו למכור את הסיפור שלה ושינו את השם, נשמע לי לא אמיתי.
I say.
אז כאילו נראה לי שיכול להיות ששינו את השם שלה כי לא רוצו שהיא תשמע יהודיה, אולי, או משהו, שכאילו...
But it's a diary of a Jewish girl, so I don't think you can make it.
אולי שהיא הרי נתחבאה בזה, בעליית גג הזאת, אז אולי שם, לא יודע, חליפו לה את השם, לא יודע. לא, נשמע לי לא נכון.
לא, no, I just made that shit up, dude.
Yeah, man.
All right, so let's go right into our segment where we have a first listen, a song never been played on the radio before. This goes back, this one, to the, I don't know, got to be 2008, 2009 maybe, something like that. Is that going, can I say that's going back?
נראה לי שזה היה לפני.
Oh, לפני, כן.
לפני, זה היה נראה לי ב-2007.
This is Shacham Ohana.
2008.
Shacham Ohana at the Ma'abada, which isn't the Ma'abada anymore, it's now Zappa Jerusalem. And he's got some guests with him and people hanging out, and this is a song of his own called Ahava Blidai.
די יתן לך
Chacham Chakamun Ohana, Ahava Bli Dai, from his solo album that came out many, many years ago. That is a wonderful piece of artistry.
Mole, mole.
Tov, so it's time for us to say goodbye.
Avar Meir.
Avar Meir, Haya Kef. Toda she listened. So thank you for listening. That was awesome. Well, yes, we do sincerely hope you enjoyed it, even just a little bit. Next week we're going to have a special guest. Did I say that?
Come all.
Next week we'll have a special guest. We have been, oh my God, it's still alive on campus of Katze. You have been Ronen Kochavi.
Ve'ata Brian Steiner.
And you will be again next week.
Ken.
And we're going to go out with some Van Morrison.
Meule.
Another little shout out to all the ladies in the audience. Who we will not touch without permission.
I don't want you to be no slave. I want you to think you got it made. Do exactly what you, that's all right. night. Ace of spades. Do exactly what you plan to do. I just wanna make love to you. That's all. Make my bed.